Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hi, sir. My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Kelly, C-A-L-L-I-E, and last name is Beasley, B-E-A-S-L-E-Y, Beasley. And for her phone number is 323-604-7077.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you can pass it through.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just connecting with her.
Okay.
The recording has started. This call is no longer being recorded.
All right. Hello, Kelly?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Kelly. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just...
My name's Callie.
Callie?
Yes.
Let me see. How do you spell that?
C-A-L-L-I-E.
Okay, yeah. He told me E instead of A. C-A-L-L-I-E, Callie?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, sorry
I-E.
About that. Yeah, I-E,
yeah.
Callie. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, like I'm saying, my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yes, so let me see here. Have you used hair straightening chemicals in the past 20 years?
I use a hair relaxer for the past 8 years.
The past 8 years? Okay. So that has been within the last 20 years. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer? Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
I'm not, like,
if you don't know, it's okay.
I know it was stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No, not yet.
All right. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
March 11th, 2024.
March 11th, 2024. Okay. Thank you for that. And then what state are you in it now?
I'm in California.
You're in California?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Okay. Let me see here. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Let me see if I can pronounce it right. Nathana Lurvy.
Oh, how do you spell that?
N-A-T-H-A-N-A.
And then last name?
And then L-U-R-V-E-Y.
Lurvy or Lurvay?
Larvae. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, no, that's okay. I can barely pronounce it too.
I'm like, no,
no,
let
I know.
Me say it wrong.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Nathana Larvae. That's how I think it sounds like. But
yeah, Nathana. Yeah.
I know. Doctors always have interesting names.
Names.
Right.
Yeah.
Names and signatures always interesting. Let me see here. And then what hospital were they at?
Martin Luther King Jr. Community Hospital.
Martin Luther King. Let me see. Is that in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the correct address, just to make sure that I have it right? 1680 East 120th Street.
I know it's on 120th Street, but I'm not correct. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, just any address, but I know it's on 120th Street.
Yeah, only because I Googled the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Hospital, and that's the one that popped up. In Willowbrook?
In Willowbrook, yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, it's 1680 East 120th Street, L.A., California. And then, do you know the name, or not the name, do you know the doctor's phone number? If not, I can just put the hospital itself.
The number is 310-673-2647.
And that's the phone number for the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. Let me see here. Then you said it was in California. All right. And then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
The only hair relaxer I've ever used was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, you said Dark and Lovely. So where was it again? So, yeah, the question is asking, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, yeah, I used it. I used it like 9 times a year.
Okay, so you used it on average about 9 times per year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, it was like every other month and then sometimes
every
month,
other
depending
month
on the occasion, correct?
Yeah, to touch up my roots.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right.
New growth that was coming in. Yeah.
Okay. About 9 times a year. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your date of birth?
5/19/1990.
You said May 19, 1990?
Yes.
1990. All right. Let me see. Excuse me. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
The only thing I've been diagnosed with is ovarian cancer.
Okay, so you've never been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
No.
No? Okay. And then did you have any other friends or family that used hair relaxer? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't think. I think I was the only one because most of my family have good hair.
Okay, okay. So you were the only one?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. And then you said that the whole time you used the hair relaxer in California, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using the hair relaxer product?
I started using it, I believe, like June 2016, all the way into February 2024.
You said June of 2016?
Yeah, 2016.
And then all the way until February of what year did you say?
2024.
February of 2024, and only because I need to put a day on here, do you want me to just put the first?
I know it's like the beginning of the month, but I'm not for sure what day.
If you want, I could just put the first for now. It just does.
Okay,
it just has to be like a ballpark of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can do that because I'm just not for sure. I just know I did stop using it around February.
Okay. So you started using it June 1st of 2016, around there, and then you stopped around February 1st of 2024, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly or monthly?
Like, I would use it every other month. I would only use it every other month.
Yeah, right, every other month, and then sometimes you would use it once a month, depending.
Yeah, depending on, like, how bad, like, because sometimes I'll, like, after I get I relax my hair, I'll put some braids, and sometimes my new growth will grow in longer.
Oh.
So I would have to get.
So you would touch it up again.
The braids out. I have to touch it up faster than having it done every other month. I would have to do it like that very next month.
Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah, is it okay if I put
like
monthly?
Sometimes every other month. Sometimes it's every other month. Most of the times it's every other month. It's been like once or twice where I have to do it the next following month.
Got it. Okay, yeah, because the only options I have here is weekly, monthly, and 4 times a year. Do you want me to put monthly or four times a year?
Monthly. Like monthly.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use Hair Relaxer for?
I used it for 8 years straight.
8 years straight. Okay. And then where did you mainly receive Hair Relaxer? Was this at home or a salon?
I was using it myself.
Okay, like at home?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you said the brand that you used was Dark and Lovely.
Yeah.
And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using Hair Relaxer for at least 1 year?
Well, I just got diagnosed in March.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, I mean, I can only assume what happened, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the relaxer for at least 1 year?
It happened after I used it.
You were diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you started using the relaxer for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I've been using it for 8 years, so I got diagnosed after I've been using it for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
This March.
Yeah, so let me see. How can I know this question is just a little tricky the way they worded it. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, the question it's simple. It's just that it's obvious that sometimes it confuses people. Cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using it for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Let's see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was this just chemo?
Chemo.
Chemo, okay. When did the treatment start?
My treatment started is March 23rd.
2024?
Yeah, I got treatment for morphine and pain.
Okay, so the treatment started like about a week and a half after you were diagnosed, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you said your treatment started March 23rd of 2024?
March 11th. Yeah.
Yeah, you were diagnosed the 11th and then you started treatment on the
23rd. Yeah, the 11th, that's what I was saying. I was diagnosed the 11th and then on the 23rd, that's when we started doing treatment.
Got it. Okay, and then was... the doctor that diagnosed you, was she the same one that treated you? Was doing the treatments?